walked into the office of this premier home builder in the Chicagoland area that I had wanted to do work for quite a while. I knew that landing this account would elevate my company's reputation. It would put a lot more money in our top line and our bottom line net profits. And I was excited. So I went up the elevator and I came out of the elevator. I turned the corner and the gatekeeper, she was sitting there. She was an older woman. She had these glasses on. And when I turned the corner, I was walking up to the desk and I put a big smile on my face and she looked down over the top of her glasses with a not very welcoming look. And I smiled and said, "Hey, I'm Tom. And I'd love to have a conversation with somebody about bidding on your painting work." And she kind of chuckled and said to me, "You know, so-and-so painting has been our painter for about 20 years now. And the only way somebody's going to get a shot at our work from here on out is if that guy dies." And so I left my folder on the desk. I smiled and I walked out, obviously a little discouraged that I didn't get my shot. A day or two later, I was driving past a job site that had this builder's sign out in front. And I said, "What the hell?" So I swung in and one of the superintendent's trucks was there, but nobody was there. And you could tell he was talking to somebody off in the distance. So I went up and I just left a card and a folder in the window. I stuffed it in the window and I went on my merry way. I don't know, a few days later, maybe a week later, as I was driving by their office again, I said, "What the hell?" So I got out of my truck. I went inside the ding of the elevator. I come around the corner and she sees me again with, again, not a very thrilled look on her face. And I just smiled. I didn't even walk up to the desk all the way. And I smiled and I stopped. I was a little animated. And I said, "Hey, I was just checking to see if he died yet." And she said, "Nope." And I said, "Well, just in case." And I walked over, plopped my folder on the table, and I walked out. And this is early 2000s, you guys, that I did this. And so I continued to do this little song and dance, if you want to call it, for 14 months. 14 months, all right? Where there wasn't a week that went by that one of their trucks on their job sites wasn't getting a card for me, or I wasn't introducing myself to somebody that had their shirt on, you know, in a Chipotle, or I wasn't driving by that office and stopping in. All right. At least once a week, that company for 14 months was hearing from me in some way, shape, or form. Here's the problem that I see with a lot of contractors. Most of you watching this right now lack the endurance to do prospecting and build relationships and build your book of business. Most do, okay? You get caught off guard when you get a no, you get discouraged, and so you stop. And so I want to just ask you to check yourself right now. How do you respond when you don't get the results that you want right away? It would have been very easy for me to just stop after the first time. "Well, they've had so-and-so do their painting for 20 years. There's no way I'm getting in." Now, that would have been very easy for me to do because my uncle, who is also a painting contractor, has been with his main builder for over 40 years. And there ain't no way anyone else is getting in there. So mentally, it would have been easy for me to just accept that. All right. But guys, what I did is I kept showing up. I refused to let the circumstances dictate how I was going to personally show up. What's important to me is that I control the things I have control over. I didn't have control over the result in any way, shape, or form on this when I was trying to land this account. But I just kept showing up. I kept stacking the wins and creating momentum, stacking the wins, planting seeds, watering those seeds. I kept showing my face. I figure, hey, the more familiar they are with me, they're going to know who to call if so-and-so tragically dies. All right. You know, maybe a piano falls on them or something like that. Fighters, it's that time of year again. It is our Super Bowl here in the Contractor Fight, and that is what's called Mile High Profit Summit. This September 27th through the 29th in beautiful Denver, Colorado, I am inviting you to check this event out and come join us, myself, and a few hundred other FWs. Listen, I'm excited for the lineup that we have for you this year.
First and foremost, yours truly will be on the stage, bringing the fire to you, helping you learn how to sell unafraid. Backed by popular demand is Ben Newman, performance coach. This year, we've got Michelle Mace Huron. She is one of the only female Blue Angel fighter pilots to ever hold that title. And she's going to come in and rock your faces off and go like Mach 8 or something like that. We've also got Dan Miller. We've got Steve Rosenberg. We've got a number of people from the contractor fight team. We've got networking. We've got workouts. We've got breakout sessions. We are super pumped up to bring our very best Mile High to you this year. So go to milehighprofitsummit.com, click that link, and come join us this September. I'm out.
And so this is where my hunter mentality became a way of life. Because not only was this a habit that I had with this one account, but this is how I showed up all the time. And in fact, during these 14 months, I picked up, I don't know, another couple really nice builder and remodeler and GC accounts over these 14 months that help us grow our business. All right. So back to the story. December 26th, 2005, my phone rings. We were taking some time off around the Christmas holiday. My phone rings and I hear, "Hey, this is Mike with such and such builders. I'm one of the superintendents." And I had actually gotten a voicemail. "I'd like to talk to somebody. Call me back." So I called him back as soon as I saw the voice message, called him back and said, "Hey, Mike, this is Tom. How can I help you?" He said, "Hey, my painter has pissed me off one too many times." Now, Mike was one of four or five superintendents that had been part of this company. They had all these projects going on and they had a ton of work, you guys. And Mike was one of the senior guys. And if he said something, the company kind of got in line with it. Well, their painter pissed him off. He said he's getting a little too big for his britches. He's getting a little cocky. His service is dipping and he's raising his price. He's like, "He's going to raise his price. That's fine. But your service can't take a dip." And it was this whole thing that he just barfed out on me. So a couple days later, he invited me in to come meet him and the owner of the company and a couple of the other key people and superintendents. We had a couple conversations. They handed me a set of plans. And within 1 week of that phone call, so I was probably like the 2nd of January, so a little over a week, 2nd, 3rd of January, I was awarded my first project with this builder. And so we went on to do around $500,000 a year with this one builder of repeat business, home after home after home. That doesn't include the other probably $200,000 to $300,000 a year we did off of all the people that they had built homes for through the years would often call them and go, "Hey, do you know a painter? We want to change the colors in our wall on our in our house. We've been here for 5 years or 3 years or whatever it is." And so they would then send me those leads. So I was getting the leads from the builder and doing those jobs on autopilot. We're banging them out. And I was also picking up a lot of residential repaint work from this. Now, what would have happened if I hadn't chose to stay the course, to continue to win those moments when the thought popped in my head to stop and leave a card, to stop or maybe send an email when I saw that they were putting up a new development somewhere? "Hey, remember me?" Okay. And pop into the office and leave a folder and leave a folder. And one of the interesting things that Mike said to me, he said, "I called you because every time I turn around, I'm seeing one of your folders in my office. On occasion, I come out to my truck and one of your cards is on the truck." And he said, "That shows me that you're hungry and that you're serious about building your business. Let's have a conversation." So guys, the lesson here that I want to share with you today is the small and consistent actions compound and grow over time. You can't let yourself get discouraged. Many of you are going through some things in your business right now, and you're doing the right things, but you're not seeing the results, and you're getting discouraged about those things. And I want to encourage you to stay the course. It reminds me of the Chinese bamboo tree. All right? You plant the seed, all right, and nothing happens. If you water it, if you fertilize where you planted, like I did, I kept showing up. I kept putting water and fertilizer on this thing, on this account. Over time, it grows. Well, Chinese bamboo doesn't pop up out of the ground for 5 years. Think about that. 5 years of not seeing results. But in the fifth year, within a 5 or 6 week period, it shoots up to about 90 feet. That's a long way up from not seeing any results for about over 4 years. And then in the fifth year, it shoots up 90 feet. All right. So here's my challenge for you guys. Here's my challenge. It's very simple. I want you to identify a target client that you want to work with. Somebody that, man, you would really be proud to partner with and have a great relationship, that you think your values align and that you could do business together, and take consistent action for however long it takes. Trust the process. I promise you, most salespeople give up. In fact, most salespeople, most of you sadly watching this are not true salespeople. Okay. You're not hunters. You're little baby birds waiting for Google to drop a lead into your lap, waiting for that builder or that GC or that account that you want to call you. You control what you can control. Trust the process. I promise if you build that habit, I might not have landed that client that I wanted, but what did I do? I built the habit of being a hunter and I picked up several other accounts, and it has been a way of life for me ever since. It really taught me a lesson about the power of discipline and consistency and keep showing up even when you do not see the results. Before I get out of here, I want to invite you, if you want more training on this for your company, for your sales team, go ahead and email help@thecontractorfight.com. Let us know your situation and we'll see if it's a good fit for me to come out and put my boot in the butt of your sales team and help you guys get some results through working the process consistently. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this channel. I'm out.